There is a lot of thought that the latest spike in the number of coronavirus cases can be attributed to people getting out and partying during the Memorial Day weekend without taking the proper precautions. Well, now the July 4th holiday weekend is upon us, and there are fears that unless people take measures to stay safe, another spike could happen. For more, we turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and check in with Dr. John LaPook, Chief Medical Correspondent for CBS News. Dr. LaPook, thanks as always for making some time for us.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Patty.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Let me start by asking you, from your perspective, just how much of our current COVID-19 spike is due to that Memorial Day crowd gathering situation?
You know, I think whether it's Memorial Day or afterwards, you know, it's hard to imagine that it's not from this. I mean, the virus doesn't know about state borders. It doesn't know left side of the country, right side of the country, Republican, Democrat. It just infects people. And you cannot be faked out by the fact that there may be a delay. I know a lot of people are making a big deal out of the fact that, well, you're seeing a spike in the cases, but does that mean that it's from more testing, or is it just, you know, is it really important? And it is important because you're not only seeing an increase in the number of cases, you're seeing an increase in admissions to intensive care units, to hospitals, you're seeing an increase in the percentage of cases of tests that test positive. And there is a lag, Jeff, between the time when people are saying, well, you're not seeing the deaths. Remember, there's a lag. If I get infected today, then I might not actually get the COVID symptoms for up to 14 days. So let's say it's 2 weeks. Then the first week of illness tends to be less severe than the second week. So it might not be for another 3-4 weeks before I really get sick. Then I'm admitted to a hospital, and I may be in the hospital for weeks before, if God forbid, I were to die from COVID. So I wouldn't have people have false sense of security saying, yeah, we see the numbers of cases going up, but really they're not that sick.
Public health officials had conceded when things started opening up that more people were going to test positive. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying that, but not by this much. What happened?
I think what happened is, you know, you just see it on TV, that people were fed up. I get it. You know, people were inside. They had fatigue. They had quarantine fatigue. They went outside. And instead of going outside with masks and doing social distancing and doing all the things you're supposed to, they just went outside willy-nilly, a lot of them. And, you know, we saw it all over the TV. I mean, it's not – and now we see reports of people who knew they were infected. It's hard to imagine that. And yet still went and congregated with other people. So, the very, very frustrating thing here is if you look at other countries, you look at Europe, the spike went up and then it went down. You look at Asia, Taiwan, South Korea, New Zealand, Singapore – it went up and then it went down because people took measures. And especially in Asia, where they had the history of SARS in 2003, they're used to wearing masks. We know masks work. We know that there are aerosols. I wish everybody out there would look at these videos of people talking loudly or singing, and you see these tiny particles coming out of their mouth, and then they put on a mask. By the way, I asked the authors of the article, the mask could be a face cloth. It could be nothing, a washcloth, and you see a dramatic decrease in the amount of particles coming out of the mouth, the aerosols. So it makes sense for everybody to wear a mask, and yet, you know, it's become a politicized issue, which is really hard to get your arms around.
Before we let you go quickly, how concerned are you about hospitalizations? There was such an acute issue in New York City when this first hit. Are we better prepared nationally for our next wave of hospitalizations?
You know, I think we are, Jeff, because I think we have our arms around. You know, I was in New York City when it was all happening, and it was really terrible. But we learned a lot. We learned that there's an increased coagulation. We learned that steroids work for the sickest. There's remdesivir now. I think we're better at handling it, but I still think that it could overwhelm a healthcare system very quickly. You see what's going on in Houston. So I don't think people can be complacent. I think we have to. It's an all alarms kind of fire right now. And, you know, in medicine, the first thing when you have an emergency is to declare it an emergency. Once you say, okay, we are in an emergent situation or an urgent situation, then people tend to do the right things. But I think there's been a varying degree of people realizing that it's not business as usual. We have to take extraordinary measures here. And over the July 4th weekend, I'm worried that people are going to be going out and playing, which I understand the instinct to do, and then spreading it all over again. So, you know, I'm telling my friends, stay at home and, you know, try not to mingle with a lot of people.
Well, it's always great to talk to you. We really appreciate your time. Dr. John LaPook is Chief Medical Correspondent for CBS News.